Daf Tesh-Zayin. So Rav Ami and Rav Asi were building a chuppah for Rav Elazar, and Rav Elazar says, you know, you guys are working here anyway. I'm going to go to the base medrash, and I'm going to learn a little bit. I'm going to see what they're teaching, and then I'm going to come back and relay to you what I learned there. I said, all right, sounds like a good plan. So Rav Elazar went to the base medrash, and he saw that there was a Tana who was teaching before Rabbi Yochanan that if you're saying Kriyashma and you're not sure what you're up to, if you were in the middle of the paragraph, you know that you were in the middle of the paragraph when you got lost, you go to the beginning of that paragraph. If you were in between paragraphs, but you're not sure which ones, then you go back to in between Vahavta and Vahaya, the first instance of in between paragraphs. And if you said Uchsavtam, but you weren't sure which Uchsavtam was of Vahavta or Vahaya, you go back to Vahavta. And Rabbi Yochanan says this is only before you said Leman Yirbu. But once you said Leman Yirbu Yemechem after Vahaya, then we trust that people know Vayomer well enough and that you said all the words correctly and we're not worried. So Rabbi Elazar came back and he told Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, and they said, wow, if we had gone to the base medrash and this was all we learned, then that would have been Dayenu, that would have been good enough. So the Mishnah says that workers can say Kriyashma on top of a tree or on top of a wall of stones, but they can't daven on top of there. We saw that the Mishnah then says that a chassan is pater from saying Kriyashma the first night of his marriage until Erev Shabbos if he hasn't had relations yet with his wife. Rabbi Gamliel married a girl, and he said Kriyashma on the first night. And then his Talmidim came to him, his students came, and they said, didn't you teach us that Chassan is not supposed to say Kriyashma, that he's Pater? And Rabbi Gamliel says, oh, I'm not going to miss 1 second of accepting Hashem and saying Kriyashma. So Gemara brings up a brisa that says that workers say Kriyashma on top of a tree or on top of the wall of stones, and they can daven on top of a date or an olive tree, but for all other trees, they have to go down to daven, and an owner always has to go down because we know that you can't have kavan up there, but for, you know, workers who are paid by the hour, we're not going to require them to spend the time going down and up to daven, but the owner, who it's on his time anyway, he has to go down because we know that you can't have kavanah. So if Mary, the son of Shmuel's daughter, says that when we said that workers are able to say Kriyashma on top of this tree or on top of the wall of stones, this implies that you don't need Kavana for Kriyashma. But we know through Psukim that you do need to have Kavana for Kriyashma. So Pshesha says, yeah, you're allowed to stay up there, but you have to stop working and say Kriyashma so that you can have more concentrations. But we quoted earlier that Beis Hillel says that you're allowed to say Kriyashma even when you're working, that you could say it however you want. So how does that make sense? So we said, no, you have to stop working for the first paragraph of Vahavta, but after that, you're allowed to work. And we said that workers say Kriyashma with brachos, and they eat their bread with a bracha before and a bracha after. They daven a full Shmona Esrei, but the only thing they can't do is they can't be the chazan, and they can't do brachos kohanim because those things take much more time. But then we bring in a brisa that says they don't say a full Shmona Esrei, they say an abridged Shmona Esrei. So how do we reconcile that? So Rav Sheshan says, the brisa that says that workers say a full Shmona Esrei is going like Rabbi Gamliel, who requires everyone to say a full Shmona Esrei every single day, and the one that requires an abridged Shmona Esrei is going like Rabbi Yeshua, who says no, it's enough to just say the abridged Shmona Esrei every day. But if this is going like Rabbi Yeshua, then why is it only talking about workers? If it's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, this should apply to everyone. So we said really both brisas are Rabbi Gamliel. And there's two different types of workers. If you're working for your wages, you're an hourly paid worker, then we don't want you to waste time and you're going to only daven an abridged Shmona Esrei. But if you're working for your food and for your meal, then you're going to say a full Shmona Esrei. I bring in a brisa that says, yeah, there is this difference. This difference does exist because we said the brisa says that if you're working, you say Kriyashma, you daven, you eat food, but you don't say a bracha before, but you do say two brachos after of benching. You say the first bracha normally, and then you combine Va'ala Kol and Uvenei. We said that this is only talking about a worker who's working for wages, that he says a condensed benching. For someone that's working for their meal, or the Baal is there working with them, the owner is working with them, they say a full benching. So this shows that there is a difference between someone working for their wages and someone working for their meal. And this Gemara is about to sound very similar to what we said on Yud Aleph a few days ago, that B'Shivtecha B'Veisecha teaches that if you're doing a mitzvah, then you are putter from saying Kriyashma. V'Lechtecha V'Derech teaches that a chassan, someone getting married, is putter from Kriyashma. And we said, though, that if you're marrying a virgin, a basula, then you are putter from Kriyashma. But if you're marrying a widow, an almana, then you are chayav in Kriyashma. And Rav Papa brings in the reason that B'Shivtecha B'Veisecha teaches that you're putter for a mitzvah. So we said that in Vahavta it says Baderech. just like when you're traveling on the road, it's optional. So too, anytime you're doing something optional, that's when you have to say Kriyat Shema. But if you're doing a mitzvah, then you are putter from Kriyat Shema. But then we said maybe when it says that you're traveling, it's not that you're doing an optional travel, it's that you're going to do a mitzvah. And it's coming to teach you that even when you're doing a mitzvah, you're still chayav to say Kriyat Shema. We said, no, if that's true, it should have said bileches. Why did it say bilechtecha in your going, in your travel? Teach that when you're doing your own traveling, that's when you are chayav. But if you're doing a mitzvah, then you're putter from saying Kriyat Shema. But if that's true, that all mitzvahs make you putter, so why if you're marrying an almana, a widow, are you chayav, say Kriyat Shema? This should be a mitzvah that you'd be putter for. And we said, no, by a besula, you're not going to really have good concentration the day of, but by a widow, you're going to have more concentration. But we said that if it's all about concentration, then even if you suffered a large financial loss, you should not have to say Kriyat Shema. Why does Rav say that an avel, someone who lost a relative, is chayav in all mitzvahs? That would seem like the epitome of someone who can't have proper concentration. We said, no, if you're preoccupied with an optional matter, then you're chayav to say Kriyat Shema, even though you won't have proper kavana. But if you have if you're preoccupied with a mitzvah, then you are putter. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Gamliel washed the first night after his wife died, and his Talmidim came to him and they said, you taught us that an avil is not allowed to wash. And he said, no, I'm an istanist. He's like, has OCD. He's very sensitive, so he needed to wash. So Tevi, who is the slave, the servant of Rabbi Gamliel, he died, and Rabbi Gamliel accepted condolences over him, and his Talmidim came to him and they said, you taught us that there's no avelus for when someone's slave dies. And he said, no, Tevi was different because he was kosher. He was a good guy. And we said that the Tanakhama says that a chassan can say Kriyat Shema if he wants on the first night. But Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that not everyone is able to decide that they're so holy that they're going to say Kriyat Shema. So the Gemara says, what's Rabbi Gamliel's reason for washing on the first night? And he said that the Isser on the first night to wash is only Darabanan, and the Rabbanan never instituted that Isser for an Istanist who is very OCD. So the Mishnah was also talking about that there's no Avelis for slaves. So Rabbi Eliezer's slave died, and his students all came to give him condolences, and Rabbi Eliezer kept trying to hide from them. He was running away from room to room, and they kept following him and because he didn't want them to give him condolences. And so after he saw they were following him from room to room, Rabbi Eliezer said to his Talmidim, don't you realize that I'm trying to hide from you because I don't want you to give me condolences? I taught you that there's no Avelis for an Eved. And so why are you coming after me? What is there for an Eved? It's the same thing as when you lose, you know, when somebody's ox or their donkey dies, you say to them that Hashem should replace the loss. So to hear by an Eved, that's the proper thing to say, but there is no Avelis. Rabbi Yossi says, though, that if your Eved was kosher, then you could say, you know, woe to the loss of this good, this truthful man who only derived benefit from his own work. Then we said, but if, you know, that's what you're saying for kosher Eved, you're not even leaving anything for kosher Jews, because that's such high praise. So the Gemara continues that we only have 3 avos and 4 imahos, and we said, why? Why do we not go past Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to the Shvatim? Because we said, maybe if you want to say it's because we're not sure which Sheva we came from, if we're from Reuven or Shimon or Levi. If that's true, though, we're not sure if we're from Rachel or Leah either, but they're still considered imahos. And we said, no, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, up till them, they were considered, and also by the imahos, up till then, they were considered chashuv, they were important and worthy, but after that, they were not on the same level to be considered avos and imahos. And we bring in a brisa that says that you shouldn't call slaves Abba or Ima, which was back then the equivalent of saying Mr. and Mrs., because we didn't want people, you know, if people or younger people were calling slaves Abba and Ima, it would seem like maybe they were their parents, and then we would think that these were the sons of slaves, and we wouldn't want that. But we said that in Rabbi Gamliel's house, his kids were allowed to call slaves Abba Smith, Ima Jones, however much they wanted, because his kids were prominent and no one would confuse them with the children of slaves. So Rabbi Elazar says that if you say Kriyat Shema twice a day and you daven every day, then it's as if you brought a karban and you're going to inherit Olam Haz and Olam Haba. The da finishes off by bringing down Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Chia, Rav, Rebbe, Rabbi Safra, and we go through these special Yihiratzons that they would say after they finish their Shmona Esrei. Shkayach.